Hi, welcome to this talk about the X.org security mailing list and the handling of security vulnerabilities in the X.org project. I am Mathieu Herb from Toulouse in France. X.org is not my main job, but I'm the maintainer of X.org and OpenBSD since the beginning of OpenBSD a long time ago. I started with X386 and then moved to X.org. And I've been with X.org Security with Alan Coopersmith since 2008. And one of the reasons of this talk today is to try to bring new people to manage this list because I would like to be able to step down. This talk is explicitly about the handling of security issues that were reported to the X.org Security mailing list. It's not a general talk about the security of the X.org ecosystem, the X server, the libraries, or the applications as a whole. There have been a number of talks on this subject in the past X.org conferences, so I'm going to refer you to those talks. So within X.org, we are aiming at a responsible vulnerability disclosure like many other open source projects. This is because vulnerabilities in widely used software like X.org can have a huge impact on existing installation. So the process is that white hat researchers that are willing to follow this responsible disclosure process report the vulnerabilities they find privately to the X.org security mailing list and work with the maintainers on a fix to decide on a disclosure date. This gives time for the people who manage binary packages, distributions like Ubuntu, Red Hat, OpenBSD, FreeBSD, and so on, to prepare updates ready to be installed by the package manager of each system. This is really a limitation of the full transparency that most of the open source and free software projects aim at having. But this is to mitigate the impact of zero-day vulnerabilities and exploits. So we should try to keep the embargo on the vulnerabilities as short as possible. And to help with that, some organizations, but not X.org, have bug bounties programs to encourage researchers to report the vulnerability using a responsible disclosure project, rather than publishing or selling their vulnerabilities to bad actors. On the other side, we have the full disclosure process where the vulnerabilities are disclosed as soon as they are found by researchers and patches are not yet available. So the users get exposed to the vulnerability, which is not really good. This can happen for a number of reasons. Even if an organization has a responsible disclosure policy in place, for example, Black Hat researchers may choose to sell their vulnerabilities rather than cooperate with the organization. Or there can also be mistakes from developers who honestly didn't see the security implication of a bug fix, and this implication is discovered only after the fact. On the X.org security mailing list, we have a number of actors involved which need interaction. The maintainers of the various subsystems on the left here, and the people representing the various distribution and systems that ship X.org server and libraries on the right side of the slide. In total, there is about 35 people on the X.org security mailing list representing all those people. In these slides, I'm presenting external actors and the associated vocabulary for the handling of security vulnerability. MITRE is a public US company which is playing an important role because they are assigning identifier to the vulnerabilities, common vulnerability exposure identifiers, which are numbers that uniquely represent vulnerabilities and allows us to refer them in an anonymous manner. MITRE is also delegating the attribution of those numbers to CVE numbering authorities or CNA. Red Hat, for example, is a CNA and they play the role of default backup CNA for all open source projects that don't have an existing CNA on their own. The OSS security mailing list is a mailing list where many open source software exchange information about their vulnerabilities. The distro mailing list, on the other hand, is a closed mailing list where only recognized Linux distributions can synchronize themselves and cooperate on the disclosure of on new vulnerabilities. And there are a number of computer emergency response teams, CERTs, like the US CERTs and other CERTs. For example, in France, we have two different CERTs, one for the public domain and another for private companies. Often for open source software or small open source software organization, interacting with the CERTs is a bit difficult because we don't have the same time frames and way to see things. In order to give you an idea on how things happen when a vulnerability is reported, I'm going to play a small fake example of a vulnerability. Let's say that on March 6, 2019, someone called Jollybug sends a report to the Xorg mailing list about a vulnerability in LibXFoo. Then some dev, a member of the Xorg list, confirms the existence of the problem, analyzes that it was actually introduced by a change in a previous version of the library, and so they answer to Jollybug that they got their email and ask them if they already have allocated a CVE ID and if a disclosure date has already been set for the vulnerability. Jollybug answered that no, and this is actually open both for the date and that there is no CVE ID. So the things go on. Some dev ask Red Hat as a CNA for a CVE ID. Someone from Red Hat actually allocates a CVE ID. And then, since LibXFoo is widely used, we also decide to tell the distro mailing list about the vulnerability, and we set up an initial release date for the 22 of March, 14 days later. Someone from the distro mailing list answers that this is a bad idea because it's a Friday. Vulnerabilities are better released in the middle of the week, for example, on Tuesday. So we set it up to the 19th instead. And also, in this process, someone discovered that the proposed patch was not covering all the cases where the vulnerability is present, and so we need a wider patch to cover all the cases. Once a full patch is ready, it's sent again to the security list, to the original reporter, and to the distros list. At the same time, the advisory is prepared, containing all the relevant information. And a new release of LibXFoo is also prepared to be able to fix the issue. And on the disclosure date, March 19, the new version of LibXFoo is released. The advisory is sent to the mailing list. The wiki page is updated. And on their side, Jollybrand sends their advisory to a number of mailing lists and social networks. And so now the bug is public, and the distros have been updated their binary packages, and the package managers of the users are updating the package. Might unveils the CVE ID, and the various CERTs and news sites like Linux Weekly News or Foronix publish their own news on the bug. That's it. Now let's talk a quick bit about classification of the vulnerabilities that have been reported since 2008. In the early days, we had mostly quite critical bugs, buffer overflow, argument sanitizing bugs, and so on, that almost always gave direct root access. also because the X server was running with full root privileges at that time. Nowadays, more bugs are more subtle, mostly protocol handling issues, decoding issues that lead to various uninitialized memory read or extra memory read, and in some cases, a few bytes of memory writes. We also had a number of file format decoding issues, mostly fonts, but since nowadays FreeType is handling the fonts for most of the time, and FreeType is not part of XORG security, it's out of our scope nowadays. There are a number of mitigations, like the fact that we have less privileges in the X server than clients nowadays, and that XCB, by automating the decoding and encoding of the protocol, helps quite a bit with security issues, but the server side has not been done yet, and there may also be some issues still in the XCB code itself. So what's the current state and the conclusion on this talk? All the code base is quite old, often more than 30 years old. And so this means that the knowledge of this code is slowly fading away, making us less reactive because we need to spend time studying the code and trying to understand the state of mind of the original authors. We really need new people to help with this process. We may need to fix the way that we get CVE IDs. Either we can stay with Red Hat or become our own CNA. Another issue that I see is how to integrate the process with GitLab. Currently, there are private issues in GitLab, but we don't really know who has access to the private issues in GitLab and how to actually transition the handling from the XORG security mailing list to the people with access to the private issue on GitLab, making sure that distro representatives and the original reporter can have access to the private issue in question. And more generally, I think that to get more people involved, we should start to get more involvement from the vendors that are actually on the XORG mailing list, hoping that they can provide more patch reviews and also help with the improvement of the existing code before the vulnerabilities are reported. For example, it would be really great if someone could help with moving the X server protocol handling to XCB. And there is a BOF session tomorrow afternoon to discuss those issues for those who are interested. It's 16:30 for the end of the talk. If you get the PDF of the slides, you have a number of links to various resources that I mentioned during the talk. And if you have questions, hopefully we have some time right now, or we can discuss this more thoroughly tomorrow during the Bird of a Feather session. Thank you for your attention.
Okay. Yeah, my goal with proposing a workshop or a Bird of a Feather session for tomorrow was to be able to discuss those issues that I mentioned in the talk more widely. If people are interested, we are really going to welcome new people to try to handle the remaining issues in X, because X should be deprecated at some point, but there are still probably a few years before it actually completely disappears from the Linux or BSD desktops.
All right, it looks like there will be no questions for now, so please stay around on IRC in case some do appear after all. And thank you for your talk, and have a great rest of the conference.
Welcome.
Thank you very much.